Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. This episode is called The In-Between. Forgive me today, I'm a little bit congested, but I had to do this podcast. And today's podcast is dedicated to my children and my friends in South Carolina, the Carr family, that just lost their sibling. And I named it The In-Between because I got a little inspiration from Sunday's message that God sent. And, you know, this is everything that's happened, you know, the loss and everything that we've experienced up until now. This is the in-between, the messy middle. And the distance between our beginning, the messy middle, and the end is the same distance. So, a lot of times in life, as we have experienced loss, you know, it's not an easy thing. And it's not an easy thing for parents to go through with losing a child. But it's not easy for siblings either. And, you know, siblings play a special role in our family. You know, no matter how many kids you have, these kids, you know, usually your siblings are your first best friends. And people really, I don't think people really consider the impact that it has on siblings. You know, a lot of people are, you know, concerned with making sure that, you know, the parents are okay, but it affects the siblings sometimes even greater because we, you know, they have forged special relationships with their brother or sister, and that those relationships differ from the relationship children have with their parents, you know, other relatives or even their own children. And because we, you know, even though children die every day, you know, when somebody young dies, our mind is conditioned so that I'm supposed to bury my child. My child is supposed to bury me. I'm not supposed to bury my child. You know, so it hits differently. And, you know, you got your shock, your disbelief, denial, anxiety, distress, you're angry. You had periods of sadness, loss of sleep, you know, loss of appetite. And it's hard and it's harsh. It for the siblings also, not just the parents. And they need that support. They need somebody there when you've laid their sibling to rest. they can only hear their voice through a video. And it can be hard because they're not going to experience the craziness of their sister or their brother. And no matter how saved you are and how much you know God, you're angry. Even though you don't question God, you do have questions. And it can make you feel some type of way. And, you know, for some people that lose a sibling, you know, it was expected. You know, they may have had cancer or, you know, or some type of illness that they knew that they weren't going to live long. So it gives them the opportunity to adjust as much as possible that they're losing a sibling eventually. But when your sibling dies unexpectedly, it's nothing that you can ever be prepared for. And when you get that phone call early in the morning, middle of the night, no matter what, and I have and for me, I have this thing when, you know, people call my phone early in the morning, my heart immediately gets the beating really, really fast. Because I received the news of Stephanie's passing early in the morning. And I have a tendency of cutting my phone off and leaving it off until, you know, I get up, or leaving it off to noon, because I have always been afraid to get another phone call. And, you know, when you experience the daily rhythms of life with your siblings growing up and celebrating birthdays and holidays and special events, and you know, you shared so much. Even if you guys argue and whatever you go through, you know, and I feel like, you know, my kids are, yeah, me and my sisters and my brother, we can argue, but you bet not fool with them. you just bet not. And it changes the family dynamics. It does. It breaks the circle. And although as a parent, I have, you know, struggle with it, with accepting Stephanie's death. You know, even though I know I can't get her back, it's a hard pill to swallow. And I'm sure, you know, for my kids and for my friends that have just lost their sister, I know that it can't be easy on you guys either. And I feel like siblings are deeply connected. That's my secret keeper. Or, you know, we've done so many things together, you know, crazy things, you know, things that, you know, just me and my siblings know about. And you feel that loss deeply. And I know that grieving is, it is what it is. But one thing that I would like to admonish you to do is, number one, lean into the pain. Don't ever gaslight yourself into, I'm okay. Because let me tell you, if you do that, you will never heal or get some type of peace. When grief comes, whether you're on a plane, a train, a bike, work, wherever you are, let it come. You owe nobody an explanation. Nobody. Feel what you need to feel in that moment. Because this is the in-between. That is that messy middle where the loss is. And all the time, the messy middle is not death. It can be other things. But in this messy middle, we're grieving the loss of our sibling. And you have to accept what's happened and ask God to sustain you, give you what you need for the days ahead, whatever that looks like. Whatever that looks like. And if it's something that you guys used to do together, continue the tradition in their honor. When their birthday come, eat their favorite cake. It can ease the pain just a little. But you have to deal with it face on. And there's no timeline for grieving. Don't let anybody make you feel like you're doing too much. I have had instances as a mom who's lost a child, I've had to sometimes just bury my face in the pillow and just scream, you know, because again, you can be angry and that's okay. You know, I first started to name this, it's okay to not be okay. And it's definitely okay to not be okay. You don't have to be strong for anybody. And today may look really, really good. And you're fine. But tomorrow may look like, I want to cry. I need to get it out my system. I just want to be in bed all day. I don't want to do anything. And that is perfectly fine. You have to do what you need to do for you. In my book, Surviving Grief, in the darkness, hold on to God. Because, you know, sometimes growing up in church, it can, you know, make you feel, or people that, you know, been in church and, you know, they expect you to look different because you were brought up in church or whatever. But grief is what it is. It's hard, and it can be harsh on you mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. But I admonish you to hold on to God, because even though we may have questions, they are questions that we will never know the answer to. You know, you can ask God, why didn't you save him? Why? But the honest, the God's truth is, you probably will never know. And be kind to yourself. And grief is a winding process, because your body and mental has had to readjust to something that you never thought in a million years you would have to readjust to it. Rest, sleep, because grief will have you exhausted physically and emotionally. You know, I survived the loss, but when it came to the grief, that was something altogether different. And in the days ahead, you are going to have to ask God to give you the strength to survive the grief. And through this whole process as a mother, you know, I have known for myself that God is keeping me. And I know that he will keep you too. And, you know, we all cope with loss differently. Even as siblings, we all have a different, you know, mental space when it comes to losing our sibling. So sometimes you're going to have to create new routines, because the loss, although devastating, you have to integrate some small pleasures back into your life. And you have to do that to keep you going. You have to give yourself something to look forward to. And I know when as a mom, you know, losing a child, I just felt like, you know, I didn't deserve to be here some days. And you know, I struggle with what more could I have done. But you have to allow yourself some joy. And you got to. And I think that I know it's hard to go back to your routine, but you're going to have to go back to your routine. You know, your life has been disruptive, and that disruption can make you lose weight, make you stop eating, cause you to become depressed, you know, anxiety filled and hard to sleep. And I'm not saying that the road ahead is easy, because it's not. It is what it is. God, I'm here. And this is what has happened. And I said I named this episode The In-Between, because on Sunday when I listened to the word, the woman with the issue of blood, she had that issue for 12 years. But she was determined when she heard about Jesus coming through. She was determined to get her healing. And the year one was the beginning. And the middle was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then she pressed her way through the crowd. You know, I've heard this for years, and I really thought about it Sunday. And I said, this woman pressed through the crowd because she believed that if she got to Jesus, that she would be okay. And she didn't touch him. She just touched the hem of his garment. So the messy middle to year 12 was where she received her deliverance. And through your messy middle, keep pressing. Keep holding on to God. Keep holding on to God and allowing God to heal that part of you that has been broken by the loss. And do things to honor your sibling. You know, get a therapist if you need one, because it's okay. You may not be able to do it alone. And God has put people in place to help us. So do what you need to do for you but hold fast to God. On those days where you're having that moment, say, God, I'm not doing too good today. So just help me get through the day. And nobody, you don't have to make anybody understand where you are. Because it's okay to not be okay. Take time to reflect on all the wonderful memories that God allowed you all to share with your sibling. It may not have been as long as you would have wanted it to be, but God did give you memories. So just be who you need to be in that moment. Because denying the grief will send you in a downward spiral. And I know my kids, you know, there are times when they reminisce about Stephanie. And Stephanie was a character. Anybody that knew Stephanie, Stephanie was a character. And, you know, they laugh. And I know my kids, you know, they would have their moments with each other, but they also had each other's backs. They were close. And I know the Carr family, they're close. They love on one another. They worship together. And it's nothing like being able to worship with your sibling. You know, going out to dinner and going to the mall and going shopping together, that's good. But when you're able to worship with your sibling and pray together and, you know, being able to intercede for one another, it's a very special thing. And grief, you know, there's no time limit to grief. You know, how long does it last? You know, it like I said, it comes when it comes. And when it comes, let it come. Lean into the pain. But keep, and I mean keep, holding on to God. And in this journey, you know, you gotta keep pressing like the woman with the issue of blood. She was in the messy middle and she pushed through the crowd to get her deliverance. So sometimes you're gonna have to push past some people. Because if they haven't experienced what you're experiencing, don't even worry about them. Ignore them. Feel what you need to feel in the moment and press. And the days will get a little lighter. When that will be, I have no clue. But what I do know is that if you keep pressing to get a touch from God through the in-between, the messy middle, God will give you what you need. And I'm not saying that some days you're not going to be emotional, be sad, have a breakdown. You're going to experience all those things. But I've realized now, for me, when I allow God into my grief process, that God has been, he's been holding on to me all along, but I feel like I finally let God in. And that's all he ever wanted, was for me to let him in, to really help me, you know. And I thought that I was, you know, I thought, you know, that I was letting God in. But I was in denial. And you can't be in denial, because your healing will never come. And you need to be whole again. Right now you feel like, of course, the circle has been broken. A piece of my identity is gone. But hold on to the memories. And I said in one of my podcasts that we're a very fortunate generation that we can go back and look at the videos on our phone. We have the pictures. We have so much that we can look back at, you know, the memories. And you have to hold on to that. You know, of course we would rather have them around than to be looking at pictures and videos and posts. But thank God for the time that God allowed you with your sibling or your child. And I am praying for all the siblings in the world that has lost their sister or their brother, because that's your first best friend. And you may take that loss deeply some days. And like I said, some days you're going to be okay, and then some days you're not. But it's okay to not be okay. You're in the in-between right now. Only way to go is forward. Press your way. And I can't tell you what that will look like on any given day. But purpose in your mind that, God, I'm sad. I don't feel like myself today. So God, hold on to me a little tighter today and give me the strength that I need to face the day when my feet hit the floor, God. Remind me that you are holding on to me on the days that I feel like I'm just not going to get through this. Remind me, God, that I got this and I'm going to get through the day. You guys hold on to each other and do what you need to do for you. Feel what you need to feel for you. Because everybody will not understand. And we don't care if they understand or not. Because this is my journey. This is what I'm going through. But take God in the middle of your situation. Let him be the rock that you lean on. And I love you guys. And I am praying for you guys. Always. And as I say, thank you again for joining Surviving Grief. Remember, in the darkness, hold on to God. Because there's going to be some dark days. But keep holding on to God. Because he is a very present help in the time of trouble. And he made you a promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So trust God. Until next time, thank you for joining me today.